Good afternoon. I'm going to talk about the nitrogen effect on the growth of evening primrose crop, the plant structure and yield. Well, everybody knows that the yield is the effect of multiple factors, like nitrogen availability, water management, etc. And for more than 50 years, nitrogen applications to crops have increased yields of almost all crops around the world. It's a fact. The effect of this practice, the application of nitrogen, has increased yields for more than 500% for some crops, and it would combine all the technologies available for some crops, the increase has been around 1,000% using all the technologies. The effect of the nitrogen for the C4 and C plants are different due to their CO2 assimilation pathway and the leaf structure. C plants can be fertilized with high amount of nitrogen doses because they do have a light saturation limit. Evening primrose crop produces very tiny seeds that are used for extracting oil rich in omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, but yields is so low as it's 1,000 kilograms, not 100. It's a mistake due to its low harvest index, less than 0.1. The production of tiny seeds, and because a lot of seeds are lost during harvesting. This is the oil that is extracted from this crop, and they say it's good for you. This is the plant. Around the spike, we have these capsules, and inside these capsules, there are very, very small seeds, similar to tobacco seeds. And inside each capsule, there are a lot of seeds inside. And the problem with this plant is when that capsules below the plant at the beginning of the spike start to open, and we still have some capsules green at the top of the spike. Well, this is a C3 plant, and it's a relatively new crop. That's why a nitrogen experiment was designed to study its effects on the plant structure, yield, and define a possible nitrogen doses for farmers. The experiment was carried out planted on plastic pots. Nitrogen was applied at the end of the rosette phase, and these were the doses, the nitrogen doses. This is the experiment. Well, the leaf area index was affected by the nitrogen applications. At the flower differentiation, just before flowering, there was a difference from 2 to around 3 leaf area index. The flowering phase, there was a big difference from 4 to almost 7, and at the last phase, the fruit maturation phase, the zero and the well, there was a difference. Well, first the leaves drop quite quickly after almost the leaves drop in this phase, and the nitrogen application helped to keep a bit more the leaves for more time. This is the differences about the production or the effect of nitrogen on leaves. As you can see, there are more branches and more leaves for the effect of the nitrogen application. Total dry matter was affected for the nitrogen applications. From around 30 tons to around 18 tons, the difference between the zero and the 160 application. And the yield was affected from around a bit 1,100 kilograms per hectare to about 2 tons, a bit more than 2 tons per hectare, the yield. There was an increase. And the harvest index was not affected statistically. It was a bit change, but not a big change, because the plants produced more leaves, etc., and that's why this thing didn't change. Well, nitrogen doses applications, changing plant structure, increasing leaf area index, dry matter production, and yield. The increase was probably due to the effect of nitrogen availability. Well, not probably, it was the effect of the nitrogen application. And because the plant physiology changed, increasing the CO2 assimilation. But the pattern of change was the same for all treatments. That is why the Harper index was statistically the same for all nitrogen doses applications. Nitrogen dose for these plants could be around 160 kilograms per hectare. Well, maybe. It could be this one.
They try to extract that oil for send sell that thing. Well, they say it's good.
You talk about cosmetics?
What?
What's the purpose of the oil? What's it used for?
Because it has unsaturated fatty oils inside. If we eat, they say that if we eat it, it's good for us.
Any
other question?
What about, do you think
that
nitrogen could have affected the oil production or the
percent
oil
indices? I didn't mention that part, but I think that it could be, because it's known that if you apply a lot of nitrogen, the percentage of the oil is reduced.
Drop.
Yes, exactly.
How much is the area of the railroad of the country? Commercial farms or farmland?
Around what ton? 1,000 kilograms.
No, but the area. How many hectares?
It's very, very small. Around 5,000 hectares in all the countries.
5,000 hectares?
Yes. Very, very. It's a new crop.
So you have a major one that changed the effects. So how can you make a recommendation for 160?
Well, this is the best recommendation that I can give for now.
Does he sell it based on percent oil content?
Not yet.
Okay, thank you very much.